You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week, Art and Soul is about the local culinary art scene. Washtenaw County has a wide array of excellent restaurants and is known as a diverse and delicious dining destination. But what is it like to run one of those restaurants, or in this case, an ice cream store? So joining us now is the owner of Go Ice Cream in Ypsilanti, Rob Hess. Hi, Rob.
Hey, Lisa. How you doing? Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for coming in. I remember reading about you riding on a bicycle, offering some delicious-sounding homemade ice cream, and then you opened a location on North Washington Street in Ypsilanti. How many years ago was that?
We've been open for 3 years. I was selling at the farmers markets for about 3 years prior to opening the store, so that's the tricycle guy that you remember.
Yeah. Why Ypsilanti?
Oh, because it's such a great place for people who make things. My wife and I moved there about 10 years ago, maybe 11 years now, and we just fell in love with the creative energy of it. Ypsilanti is a place that I always tell folks, people really engage, right? So we have opinions about things. We want to do things. We want to make good things in the world. And we put those things into action. So there's a lot of people who are creating a lot of really cool, interesting, great products and ideas in Ypsi. And that's what really drew me to it.
Now, you're not just an ice cream maker. Do you really feel like you're part of this community?
Oh, yeah. And that's one of the reasons why I left my very comfortable job in order to take a much riskier job of starting an ice cream store where we make everything from scratch, right? I really wanted to get to know my community and the people in the community, and I really wanted to be able to serve them. It's such a cool opportunity to be able to really put your work directly towards the people that you live near. Definitely part of the community. That's a big part of what Go Ice Cream is and stands for. We have lots of community nights. We're always trying to sort of redefine the ways that a business can engage the local community. And the great thing is people really appreciate it, right? So we have fundraisers, we have dances, you know, we help the local LGBTQ community. We do all kinds of things for folks. And people see that and appreciate it on a level that is greater than I ever imagined they would.
So here at WEMU, we have a bit of an internal debate over pie versus cake. And with Thanksgiving come up, I think it's time to give pie its due, especially if it's made of ice cream. Is that something you're offering?
Oh, yeah. Ice cream pies are one of our standard offerings this time of year. So for the holidays, we always have two different flavors of ice cream pies. And it's so fun to be a part of families' traditions around the area. So we have folks that come back year after year and they say, my family said I can't come to Thanksgiving or Christmas if I don't bring one of these pies. So right now we have our sweet potato ice cream pie, and we also have a caramel pecan bourbon chocolate ice cream pie as well.
Sweet potatoes, are there real sweet potatoes in it?
Oh yeah, we make everything from scratch using local high quality ingredients. So yeah, this is an ice cream where I actually take sweet potatoes and steep them in the ice cream along with all the spices that you would normally find in a really great sweet potato pie. And then we make marshmallow fluff totally from scratch, and we put a little bit of honey in there, and then we toast it on top, and it's delicious.
So it's healthy.
Oh, it's completely healthy.
It's got a vegetable
potatoes
in
is
it.
A vegetable,
right.
Of course.
Where do you get your ideas and inspirations from?
Everywhere. That is the easy part of being Ypsilanti's ice cream man. I really like to look at recipes and dessert traditions that have largely become a manufactured food item and take them back to their roots of being handmade from scratch. So, for instance, our caramel. A lot of places will just sort of buy a bucket of caramel, buy a can of caramel, open it, and serve it to you. We actually make it from scratch every single day. So everything that we make is completely from scratch.
And how are the winter months for you?
The winter months are great. So the summer months, the volume goes up by about a factor of 4. And that's great. You see a lot of people. You serve a lot of ice cream. You make a lot of people really happy. And in the winter months, we really get to know our customers on a really deep level because they'll come in and they'll hang out at the counter. And so we get to know their names. We become involved. They come in 1 week, and then the next week we meet the grandma who comes in with them, and we get to talk all about the ice cream pies and those kinds of things. So the winter months are great for us because it has such a community feeling to it.
Not just delicious, creative ice cream creations, but Rob Hess is part of the community, owner of Go Ice Cream in Ypsilanti. Thank you so much for joining us on this edition of Art and Soul.
Thank you so much for having me. This was so fun.
Thanks, Rob. And we are moving backwards here on Art and Soul, the culinary arts, from dessert to dinner. Our next guest is two-time James Beard Award-winning cooking instructor and author Molly Stevens, who is going to be in Ann Arbor November 12th at Zingerman's Roadhouse. Good to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you, Lisa.
What's happening at the Roadhouse?
We are doing a dinner from my new cookbook. The book is called All About Dinner, Simple Meals, Expert Advice, and we're going to be doing a dinner on the 12th with recipes from the book.
Should making dinner be an intimidating event?
No, it should
be
fun.
Yes, how do we do that?
I even think it's relaxing. And so how we do it is find a few recipes that you like and learn how to make them. And so it just takes the stress and out of doing it.
Is it really even about the food?
Is it about the food? It's about the act of cooking. It's about cooking from scratch. It's about that time that we take care of ourselves and those around us. It's about the food, but it's about the ritual of making dinner and eating together, I think. Taking time out of the day. It doesn't have to be a lot of time, but just a moment to sort of settle ourselves down and cook something from scratch and enjoy it together.
What kind of recipes will we find in your new book, All About Dinner?
All About Dinner, so we have recipes, soups and salads. There's sandwiches and snacks, because sometimes dinner is just a sandwich or maybe a plate of wings. I mean, it doesn't always have to be a three-course meal. There's a lot of vegetarian dishes in there. There's greens and legumes, and also, you know, meat, poultry, fish, and there's even desserts in this book.
When you cook, Molly Stevens, are you a measurer?
Oh, that's a great question. Not so much. A little bit. Like with baking, I tend to measure more because the precision counts a little bit more. The kind of cooking that I like to do and the kind of recipes that I like to write are the ones that, you know, maybe the first couple times you make it, you might measure, but then you just learn it and it's really cooking by feel and by instinct. And, you know, say the kale that you're cooking tonight is a little bit more mature and dries out, so it needs a little bit more moisture than the, you know, the one you made last summer when it's tender and young. And so it's really paying attention to your ingredients and trying to stay attentive.
Who inspired your cooking and cooking instruction and cookbook writing?
Oh, gosh, so many people over the years. I mean, I think the first cookbook I ever read was Richard Olney's book. And then I had some early James Beard books. I've been inspired by my long friendship with Ari of Zingerman's. Lots of people out there that inspire me every day.
I understand you have a calming mantra you use when you are cooking.
I just try to take a deep breath and pay attention to what I'm doing and pay attention to the ingredients and think about, you know, if I'm chopping carrots, I start to think about the carrots. It helps me sort of focus on the cooking. It improves my cooking and it relaxes me. And
do you say relax, it's just dinner?
I do say relax, it's just dinner.
What one piece of advice do you want to leave us with about what you learn and what you teach and what's included in your book All About Dinner?
Well, relax, it's just dinner is a great place to start.
Okay.
And I also like to encourage people to salt their food early and salt it often, because you'll end up using less salt in the end and your food will taste better.
Molly Stevens, thanks for coming back to Ann Arbor. Again, the community will have a chance to connect with you at Zingerman's Roadhouse November 12th from 7 to 9. And we'll put links on how to do that on our website, wemu.org. And thanks for joining us on Art and Soul, the Culinary Arts.
Thanks so much, Lisa.